This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Segwile, so skati for us ukuthi sikhulume with our A-lister for today, and I need ukuthi senze umsindo, like we need to make some noise for our A-lister for today. Uqhawele Ntombi. Pu 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 pu. Just uqhawe vele yabo.
Yeah.
But ke igama lakhe langempela is uhloniphisile Mkhize Visile.
So Visile.
Oh, oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Correction. All my names are so beautiful.
But it's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Beautiful names, beautiful names. And we know Ubuntu Gay, you currently live. Oh, we can't say that, of course. But yes.
Can't say that. Next thing about your fans, because of the pop of Taylor. Yeah.
But we know Ubuntu, you grew up as a very energetic child. I can still see that till this day. Very, very energetic, bubbly, smiling, cheerful.
Thank you.
So you grew up with time to dance, you grew up with time to ula. Oh my gosh, with time to act. Yeah, I know you do stage theater, right?
Yes, I do.
Because it's not the first time you're like MUT Radio. It's more like welcome back.
Yeah, but welcome back to this warm home.
But before I ruin everything, I just want to say you look gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
She
so
does.
Much.
She's so gorgeous.
Thank you. Oh, you guys are gorgeous. So I love a powerhouse.
You love a powerhouse. Yeah, yeah. You're a powerhouse yourself. Yes. So we're going to start from the very beginning. We're going to start from the very, very beginning. We know Ubuntu Aena, you started off eskolweni as a stage performer, right?
Yes.
So take us back to when it all began, basically. The love for music, the love for the arts.
Yes. The love for the arts. Iqale back home. Because ekhaya, my mom is... she's an amazing musician. She's a good writer. She can create anything from anything. So ekhaya, bebethanda ukucula. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be too much of this.
yeah.
We've got that.
Yes,
because Ukaula Ntombi, and what I do is all about ugcina amasiko. Yes. So, growing up, ngikhule nomndeni okade uthanda umculo kakhulu nokuciko. Even ama stage plays ekhabe benziwa, bekuyindawo yokurehezela nje. Bengumuntu ohlezi ke hlupha ke ngizongena nami ngizokwenza ngizoyiactisa khona la ngizokhula. Hayi bo hlobisile suka siyabiheza now we have a show tomorrow. Yes. So, it started back home and then grew esikoleni, amaciko, abemthi mehlangana ngifuna ukusala. So, it all began at home and ngisho ngithi ngila ngikhona ngenxa yoba noba but uma uyena umuntu oqala ongifundisa ukuthi yini soprano yini alto and what is confidence. So yeah, konke nje kwaqala lapha ekhaya.
No, we can definitely see
bakufundise
confidence. We stand a lady with confidence. Confidence is key.
Yes.
So your name is unique, of course.
Yes.
Can you share with the listeners the story or the significance behind it, behind your stage name?
Uqhawele Ntombi.
Yes.
Back then, kona le group eniyaziyo ekuthiwa yini kwakuthiwa yini igroup eyayithandwa kakhulu eyayiqili
Durbanites
besine producer eyodwa ekade lapha kamakhutha. So sithe sindawonye bebe recorder besingatholani fica bengekho yabo kanjalo angithi uyazi ukuthi the group of guys baningi.
Yes.
So I remember Bebega Tebe recorded an ISOL and then I came the next day. Mm-hmm. And then, so usually this guy records about best list, yabo. And here I am, I'm a woman, don't. Okay, come. And he's like, hey, yazi when? Uyazi ufana nalama qhawa kaDela uyiqhawe man yazi uyinsizwe eyiningu wedo ayayishaya ingoma wena uyiqhawe kodwa manje ngeke sithi uyiqhawe uyintombazane bese studio bathi hey iqhawe lentombi. So that's how my name began. I was recording a song called Pushy Passion. Abantu abaningi bayithandile. So that's how my name came about.
Wow.
Yes.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Super, super beautiful.
So, as an artist in today's digital age, right?
Yes.
What's your take on the impact of social media on music, especially for local artists like yourself?
Yeah. Ngingasho ngathi ukuthi siyaleka kakhulu. Ama artists ayaleka kakhulu. they lack dignity. Umuntu dignity mengaya nayo.
Online.
Yes, yes. Dignity okokuqala. What you say, how you say it. Nokulinda abanye abantu ukuthi basenzele izinto. Yazi ukuthi i social media uwedwa ikwenzela into eyiningi. Uma uyimisele, if you're gonna meet it halfway, inkinga balindela ukwenzelwa, ulinde ukubona ukuthi uqhawele into ngoba okay nangeyema ngosuthu. Ukuthole kanjani lokho? I didn't just have a relationship ne mango suit. I had to go out of my way, yes, find abantu who are doing into lento engiyifunayo. So abantu ama artists alindele ukwenzela kokuqala lokho. Okwesibili, they don't watch what they say. You promote a lot of things eyindaba zabantu rather than indaba edinga wena nokuthi wenzani ubani. Identity futhi identity iyona lekhaya. Who you are? Why are you doing this? So if you do not know why are you doing this, vele leka entweni ozozenza emayelana nento oyenzayo, because thina sifuna ukwazi ukuthi uba ukuze sizokwazi ukulandela. Mina ngoqhawule ntombi, everybody knows I'm all about ukugcina amasiko. Who you are, where you come from, keeping your roots. So when ukwazi kwami lokho, kulula ukuthi ngithole izinto ezithandwa yimina. Mina don't do everything abantu abayenzayo. You understand? Ngiyazazi ukuthi mina ngoqhawule ntombi mekukhulunywa ukuthi nidinga amaciko acula afropop, ngikhona lapho. Uyayizwa leyo nto? Ngiyazazi ukuthi I'm not losing that. Iyona into engiyazi kakhulu kunayo yonke into. Ngingawenza amanye ama genre but I stay true to what I do, understand? So I think iyona into intelekhisa ama artists abaningi ungazazi ukuthi ubani.
Wow, I love that you mentioned that actually the genre that you do and how you're staying true to yourself, because it's connected with who you are as a person. It's at your core. So what would you say is like the musical influence of that? I know you mentioned you come from umdeni that is just artists.
Yes,
artists. Would you say ibona that influence your current style and your current genre and even your brand, because you did say Utwina, you're all about amasiko.
Well, it does come from home, but ekhaya bebecula gospel kakhulu, because we know ukuthi sonke ekhaya kuyacula hallelujah, hallelujah. But they not so much kumalama genre lawo jazz unless kunaleyo yedwa othandayo. But I wouldn't take this away from Usicelo Gowani. When Usicelo Gowani found me, bengakho familiar with the studio kakhulu. He was the second producer ngasebenzana naye professionally. So when I came in studio, Usicelo Gowani was like, I can hear ukuthi ucula house and you love it, right? And I was like, yes, I love it. What? But that's not you. What? Your voice is so powerful. You need to go deep. La ama notes, ngifuna ukuthi ushayele la notes, and you're gonna do it. Ngizokwenza ingoma yezobe house, but you're not gonna do house. You're gonna listen to what I'm gonna tell you. I think it's part of ukuphumelela nokulalela ukuthi abantu bathini. Musa ukuthi okay, just don't be a full cup. Let abantu dive in now. Bakulokhu nje. So Usicelo Gowani was the one who inspired me ukuthi ngenze I legend ngenza, which is afropop and R&B.
Yes. Wow. Actually, we also had Usicelo
on the
show.
Oh, yes. That's great.
As an A-lister. So, great minds think alike.
Yes,
that's beautiful.
So, what's next for Kawukazi? Any excited projects or collaborations our listeners should be on the lookout for?
I'm excited about this question.
I've been waiting for it.
Yes, there's so much. As you know already, ngikhiphe single. People are loving it, but in the face, it supports kakhulu, guys. And also I'm still part of Mamgcina Mhlophe's programs, keeping it real, you know how it is. Books, literacy, promoting reading and writing. We still have our events lapha once a month under the storytelling tree lapha eBluffu. Entry is free. Uza nomndeni wakho gogo, ngisho ukuthi uyadondolozela, like wonke umuntu wamkelekile. Phinde futhi laphayana ngisebenzile laphayana neciko lami engilithanda kakhulu, ubhuti wami uDuncan uSkuva Maguluva. Yes, ukafika lapha engithatha kakhulu lapha ekhathi, hey, woza wena mani, woza sambe sesitudio sesicelo Gowani mani to record. So there is something I did with him, but not only about music but about storytelling, because he's all about being a storyteller. So he said to me, Hlobi, I want you to be part of this project, but ngifuna le nto yakhe storytelling, I want you to put it in. So ikhona ya ikhona ingoma enginayo naye lapha yana ekhona kwi album yakhe, eh mase kuthi there's a project that's coming which is my EP. Oh, so many artists that they Duncan, Stelo Gowane, Justin Case, Costa Dollar, we have EE Lokunja, Soul Fire Town elapha eGoli, they're going to come down for a recording session nabo. Yeah, okunye okukhulu kakhulu ukuthi kukhona engizovela kukhona kumabona kude okuthandwa kakhulu abantu base KZN.
I want
okwamanje
Maskandi Kings.
Yabona ku afika usefuna ngifuna ukuspeli surprise, but into ekhona lapha ku SABC 1 abantu bayithanda kakhulu izovela next week.
Okay, I think I know.
Yes, you already have a clue. Ngiyakubona. Okay, yeah, izo ngizoqala ukuvela next week and ngizofika netalent elimnandi kakhulu. Abantu bahlezi bebuza uthi you doing acting, but hey, sihle sikubona kwi theater, now it's film. Silana ke manje sesifikele kade, nani ngicela ukuthi uvela nini ku TV. Ungazi lo mbuzo noma ubuza noma umona noma uthando, kodwa uma kuthi uthando sengiliqedile uthando lukhona.
Ngisho kuthi umona kuhle, because babanginika
umfutho futhi nami ngiyafuna ukuvela lapha ka TV. Yeah, so I'm going to be showing in one of iy'nhlelo ezimnandi kakhulu ezikhona lapha ka SABC 1. Stay tuned, next week nje ziyakhala.
Ngizobona
sengithi pu.
Okay, Kaolendom, before we let you go, we have to speak about, you did say it's 20 EP is out. I'm super excited for that.
Yes.
But let's talk about the song that is on everybody's mind.
Oh, Inhliziyo. Mm. You know, Inhliziyo is a very personal song to me because I was in a relationship. I think abantu abaningi bayayazi. Yeah, where you actually think ukuthi, eish, you know, I'm ngisemathandweni, ntontontoni, you know, when I write music, I write something that's personal to me ukuze uthuliphume kahle, and kuzoba easy ukuthi now if you're going through the same thing. Mina angiyona ke lenhlobo lethi, hey, mina nje izinto ezimba zenzeke kumina nani, no, izinto ezimbi zenzeka kunombani, izona lezi ezenza ukuthi sibe strong kanje. So it happened ukuthi I was in a relationship, but uyabona umuntu uma engabona ingale entabeni ukuthi ayibo sekufanele ngize ngibhale incwadi, akhona ama calls nje ngihlezi ngikusho lonke why kuwena kungakleki kahle ukuthi how I feel. And it was about how I felt at that moment in time, ngenza le ngoma, you know, and I wanted to say, let me be out, let me show you how much I love you, but guess what, it wasn't enough. Even that song could not. Umuntu mengakuappreciate angekakuappreciate. So when ungazama ngayo, that song was to show how much I loved that person, but it was just not enough. Akukho ngakwenzela umuntu mfethu uma ukuthi umuntu akekho emqondweni okuwona. So okufanele ukwenza ukuthi pack your bags and leave, ungazuphelele uthando lalo muntu ozolandela emva kwakho.
Yo, that's so powerful.
Wow.
Yeah. And ayikho indlela, honestly, it's just full stop me.
Yeah.
Like, awukwazi ukwenza umuntu ukuthi akuthande, awukwazi ukumenza ukuthi akubele.
Yes.
Yeah. It's either they do or they don't.
Yeah, because the song says, Inhliziyo yami ishaya kancane. Ishaya kancane because it's not that ukuthi ishaya kancane ngoba i-happy, iyajabula. No, ishaya kancane, iyakudinga, iyakufuna, ibuhlungu. You understand? But again,
that's how I felt when I was listening to
you. Yes, ishaya kancane kubuhlungu, you're longing for love, but it's just not
it's
there.
It's not enough.
Yeah, but it's not enough.
Asingabi triggered.
Yeah,
but we're going to start getting triggered.
We are so colorful.
That's the day during
the day. That's Mkokodweni wethu, guys.
Oh,
thank you so much for writing Ingoma. That is so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I always say this, I have, not that I don't respect artists that are just creative and they write things just out of creativity. I respect them, but I have a greater respect for people that put their pain or that put their experiences into paper and then they produce music, because that takes another level of vulnerability. You don't know how people are going to receive
that.
So I'll always have greater respect for such people. Karen and Dombi, man, we have to say goodbye now. So where can people connect with you away from this interview?
Okay. Yes. You can find me lapha ku Facebook, iKhawule Ntombi Iciko, Instagram, iKhawule Ntombi Iciko, TikTok, ave ngihlanya ke bafethu nizowabona lapha ama video. It's Khawule Ntombi 91. Yeah. inamba kikhona lapha nangishilo umufi yak Facebook nje uzobona lapha ku Facebook ngibhalile for collaborations ngikhona guys it doesn't matter ukuthi we underground upcoming tontoni if you want to work please hit me up for ama lokunja ama bookings ikhona futhi inamba lapha yana uzongithola
thank you so much
this is a MUT radio podcast